I was trying to find why my model said 5.4 on a Sherman's X-ray pattern said 5.1. And I still didn't understand in 1951.
When you published.
Well, 1950 was the first paper by Dr. Corey and me. 1951, the longer papers. In the meantime, when I got back to Pasadena, Herman Branson was there as a visiting professor with nothing to do, wanting to work on something, so I gave him the job of checking the dimensions, since we knew the dimensions, but checking ways of folding polypeptide chains to see if there were any that I had missed. And the conclusion he reached was that the alpha helix and the gamma helix are the helical structures. And of course I worked on the parallel chain and anti-parallel pleated sheets.
Yes.
And so a year and a half about went by before we published our first paper. And we were, I thought, forced into it by the Bragg, Kendrew, and Perutz paper.
Mm-hmm.
That we were lucky. When they were working so hard, we were lucky that they hadn't found the alpha helix themselves.